July 24, 1938. Difference between divine will and love. How one who lives in God's will receives the deposit of love of all created things and forms the shelf for the acts of our Lord. Appeal to all. I feel invested by the fiat. It seems to me it calls me in all created things to give me its love so that I could love it more. But I was thinking to myself, what is the difference between love and divine will? And my adorable Jesus, repeating his short little visit, told me, daughter of my will is life, my love is food. Life cannot be without food, while if there were food with no life taking it, it would be useless, and God does not know how to do useless things. Life makes food arise. So, both of them are necessary. Life cannot be formed, neither can it grow nor develop its great works without food. Food would remain without works, without giving itself in marvelous things, if it didn't have a life that receives it. Furthermore, my will is light while love is heat. They are inseparable. Light cannot stay without heat, neither can heat be with no light. They seem to be twins born of one birth. However, the first one to be born is the light and then heat arises. So, the heat is son of the light. In the same way, my will holds its primary act, while love remains its favorite daughter, its inseparable firstborn. If my will does not want, does not move, does not want to work, love would remain hidden inside its mother, doing nothing. If instead my will wants to operate, love runs, flies, is all attentive in works and steps, without ever tiring. It is this way also with the creature. If she lets my will move her, she will have true love, she will be still, constant, unshakable in the good, but if she is not animated by my will, her love will be as a painted love, with no life and constant. Poor love, without the life of my will. The good and the works it will do will be exposed to the cold, the frost of the night and the burning sun, that have the virtue to burn and drive in the most beautiful works. See then, daughter, the difference between my will and love. The daughter cannot be born without the mother. Therefore, cherish the possession of its life in your heart if you don't want to be sterile in the good, with no generations to populate heaven and earth. After this he added, my blessed daughter, living in my will puts everything in order, and makes known the good that all created things possess the love with which they are invested. They pour themselves on the creature, to love her with a distinct love that each created thing possesses. Therefore, in one who lives in our will, we find the love with which we created heaven, the variety of our distinct love with which we dotted it with stars. Each star is a different love, and we see it sealed in the creature. As she loves us with so many different varieties of love, as many as are the stars, we feel our immense, infinite love being crowned by the crown of the love of the creature. Oh! How happy we feel in finding in her the love that crowns ours! So we redouble, in return, our love in her, to make her love us more than heaven with all its stars. We find in her the love with which we created the sun. The sun is one, but the variety of the effects and goods it produces are innumerable. Each effect is a distinct love. It can be a kiss, a caress of light from the Creator to His creature, a loving hug, or many acts of life, inside of which we make arise those effects that can be called food for the creatures. So we find in one who lives in our will the love and the variety of effects with which we created the sun. Oh! How we feel the return of love, kisses, hugs of the variety of effects of love that the light possesses. And we feel our inaccessible light as being crowned by her crown of light and love. What doesn't our will let us find in one who lives in it? It makes us find the love with which we created the wind, the air, the sea, the tiny flower in the field, everyone and everything. And it gives us back this love, redoubled, and we redouble again this love with which we created all things. Our love then makes a feast. Feeling loved returned in it prepares new love surprises and forms the operating creation in the creature. This love binds all heaven and earth, It flows everywhere and becomes like cement, reuniting the division caused by lack of love between God and the creature. My love for one who lives in my divine will is such that I let her do whatever I do. I give her the right over my acts as if they were hers. And I stay there, anxiously waiting that she take my steps to let her walk, my hands to let her work, my voice to let her speak. So much so, that if sometimes she stops using me, my love reproaches her sweetly, and with tenderness I say, "Today you didn't let me walk, my steps were there waiting for you, to walk in you, but you stopped them. My works today are suspended because you didn't give me the space to operate in your hands. I have been silent because you didn't let me speak in your voice. See, I even keep my tears on my face, because you did not take them to use them, to wash yourself, to be refreshed in my love, to take a bath for those who offend me. So, I still feel my face wet from the crying. My pains are without kisses today, they are not softened by those who love me, so I feel them all embittered. Therefore, take off from me, do not leave anything. Let my being with all my acts lean on you on all your acts. So I will call you my support and my refuge. I will put in you on the shelves of my will, reigning in you all the things I did and suffered while on earth. I will multiply them, increase them 100-fold. I will make them rise continuously to new life, so that you may take for yourself whatever you want, giving myself to all, so that everybody may know me and love me. Further, you must know that, as the creature enters my will to do her acts, she roll calls all created things, the saints as well as the angels, so that each of them may be enclosed in that act. Oh! How beautiful it is to feel that, in that act, all love me, recognize me, adore me, and do the same thing. My will calls everyone, it imposes itself on all, and all remain happy and honored to be enclosed in that act done in the divine will to love with new love, and with the love of all, the one who loved them so much.